Welcome back to the Eric Lee Show with Nick Smith on WSLY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
That's Shane Major's favorite song, Hungry Like a Wolf. Welcome back, Eric Lee Show, Nick Smith, Hour 1, marching on. Happy Friday. Today is Day of the Girl. I have no idea what that means, but it's not on the Goofy website. It's on my Time site, which is like major. We have to look that up, Nick, see what Day of the Girl means.
Yeah, I don't know what that means, but I do know something about Shane Major. He big sponsor of a sports a fantasy sports podcast for an overall sports podcast for quite some time.
He probably doesn't even remember, doesn't even know he did that.
I knew. I was afraid of where that was going.
It's good. Hey, you kept this train rolling.
Good, good.
Yeah, Shane Major's big sponsor of the Overtime podcast.
Also, did you know 1999 Macon County Football Player of the Year?
I did know that, actually.
Yeah.
Eric makes sure to tell everyone that.
Yeah. As they should. You should also put that on your business card.
Well, it's worse for Ben Cochran because I always have said around, so usually it's just at a fantasy draft or at a bar. Hey, did you know Ben Cochran scored 26 points without Robo Krebs and led Moreau to a super sectional win? Well, we walk into Subway and he's sitting there eating one day and he looks up and I know it's the first thing in his head. So I'm just waiting. I get my food on the way out the door. I scream it to the restaurant.
Oh yeah.
Did you guys know this guy scored 20? So then I walked out. That's why I waited. If I know a cool sports fact about you, I'm gonna
you'll throw a haze it forever.
Especially if it's local.
Yeah, heck yeah.
I mean, Shane's proud that he was Player of the Year. He just doesn't like being reminded of it now at this old age.
Well, that's 100 pounds later.
20 years.
Can you believe it? No.
You got to know. Oh no, so you would have graduated. That would, yeah,
that's 20 years this year.
That was a say. Yeah. Are you having a reunion? But that would have already passed. Did you have a reunion?
No, I think we're doing that like in May.
Oh, okay.
So usually they do them like around homecoming sometimes, but I think this one we're doing later.
Who else was on that team that helped lift you to that that award that you probably only got
local
because of your
guys?
Who was on the team? Who was your running?
Well, like the running backs were Clint Wilson. He's still around.
Yeah, that's right.
Jason Trotter.
I was thinking Jason was
old. Ryan Murray was a tight end, and then Justin Johnson. He's still in the area. He was a pulling guard.
How old Seth? He wasn't a freshman.
Cody
either, right?
Bush? No, Seth's 4 or 5 years younger.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but looks older than me, but he's 4 or 5 years younger.
Well, he could kick your butt.
Well, yeah, it happens. Most likely.
Yeah. So you've done this auto show before, right?
Yeah, last year we did it. It was actually the first one we had.
Oh, okay.
For a friend of ours and a client of ours that had an AVM, which a lot of people aren't really familiar with what that is, but I didn't know what it was until he went through it. But essentially, it's a stroke.
Okay.
You have some veins get tangled up and then they finally give. And then, he was 33 at the time and newlywed and just bought their first home together. And this thing happened and it put him out. He still struggles a little bit with coming up with different words and things like that.
Okay.
Like, I can't remember some things. But anyhow, so we did a benefit for them last year. And for being the first one, it was pretty good turnout. We had about 45, 50 cars.
Really?
And raised some good money for them. And I've had a lot of guys, so I have an old truck that I go around to different car shows at, and had a lot of guys at the show saying, hey, when are you guys having one? When are you guys going to have another one? And we kind of was putting it off, and we said, we better get this in before it turns too cold. And
you didn't get it in before it turned cold.
Well, tomorrow's supposed to be 58 and sunny. So
I didn't realize that. Okay.
I've been holding on to that. So
You can put a jacket on.
We're planning on. I'm probably going to put a little fire pit out or something too.
Oh, that's cool.
Probably not too close to the cars.
So, but now you're going to benefit the Macon County Honor Guard.
Yeah. So I kind of called around and asked some guys what they thought and where they felt like it would be a good thing to go towards. And I would say probably unanimously almost that they said the Macon County Honor Guard, and I couldn't agree more. We've got some older clients of ours that are veterans, and a lot of them are active in that honor guard. And I tell you, they are some tough old dudes, man. They stand out in the cold and the snow, and they stand out in the heat for these families. And if you ever get a chance if you have been to a funeral where they perform, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, It'll kick the emotions up a notch.
Oh, yeah. Like I was talking to, was in here Tuesday, I think, with Coley on his show.
Oh, yeah.
I said, if you don't get a lump in your throat after seeing that, you don't have a soul.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate.
They're going to come out, too. They're going to be around noon. They said they had a funeral at 11 o'clock, but then after that, they're coming out, and they're going to do kind of go through the 13 folds, I believe they called it, with the flags. They kind of go through and talk about why they do that.
Okay.
And, so it's
like each fold stands for something?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And if you've been to one before, and I have, where they might have messed up a little bit, they will start completely over.
Really?
Because they want it to be perfect, and that's the background they know, and that's what makes them special.
I've never seen them even remotely come close to messing up. I've probably seen them at about four or five funerals, and it's something to watch.
Yeah.
So they need. I mean, I don't know what they need money to cover, but
so they're out there when it's -2 and snowing, and so they need some coats, need uniforms, and.
Well, they might have to buy the flags and stuff, too. I don't know if that...
I'm not sure.
Because they give those to family members.
Yeah, they do. I do know that, like, I've been told that some of the guys buy the uniforms to pass down to the next guy.
Oh, okay.
And so, you know, if we can help them out in any way and do that thing,
it's a fun day. It's an auto show, and it's going to be at your office, and does anybody under 50 know what the Redwood restaurant was?
So, we got a... One of the ladies in our office named Amber, she's still in her late 20s, and so she didn't know what it was.
Yep.
But I kind of determined about the cutoff's about age 35, 36,
okay.
Just whenever they remember the Redwood being there.
The Redwood was my home court.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I remember being there maybe twice.
I did some destruction at the Redwood.
Maybe twice. And in fact, when Shane moved out there and he told us, I'm in the old Redwood, I was like, where's that again? I'm thinking Brown Jug area, mm-hmm. and I'm thinking MLK and Pershing. I'm like, was that? No, that wasn't the right. Oh, okay. After Pride games, we'd leave, and I'd see the Redwood. We just didn't go there that much.
And if you get...
But the office is gorgeous because it's you, and who else is in that office?
Richard Grader's. He's got that back there in the back that he's remodeling. It's really nice.
You guys have the whole place?
No, we're just in a third of it, probably about the front third.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
The address is 636 West in Bowdoin, so it's in Bowdoin and 51 South, I guess, technically.
Yep. I always say across from Huff Lumber, Borg Warner, people know where that's at.
But that's where the auto show will be. And
that's correct.
And you got a big parking lot there.
So that's one fortunate thing about that where it used to be a smorgasbord, you know, there's plenty of parking out there, and the doors are plenty wide, too.
Room for lots of vans.
Yes. And if, you know, we've got neighbors around there, if there needs to be some overflow, we can park there, too, so we'd be more than happy to use that. Hopefully that is a problem. So.
Perfect. The two ways to raise money. There's a $10 entry fee if you want to, so it is a car show.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about the Coffee and Cars Cruising, which is also in the morning, so take them both in. Stop
by one
will
and head
to the
both.
Other. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably even better. There's more than one on the same day. But you can enter your car into the car show. Who's the judge? I mean, I assume trophies
so,
to winners.
So we, this is the other thing that we do a little differently.
Okay.
Because just from being around some of these shows and things, a lot of guys don't care about the trophies.
Okay.
So we aren't even doing that.
Okay.
So we're just doing a benefit for these guys. But one thing I thought was kind of neat, because I've, you know, you kind of talk to these guys, and they've been showing their cars for 25, 30 years, and they get all these trophies, and they're like, what do I do with them?
Yeah.
One guy said he started donating his to the Special Olympics.
Oh, okay.
So that's a pretty good idea.
Yeah, that's
so,
cool.
But that's kind of, we didn't do trophies last year, and we really didn't get any pushback.
Will you name a winner, though?
We can.
Yeah, okay. I don't know if you did, and you don't even do
biggest
that.
Donor.
there you go. Yeah. Then also $5 for the, this is a good thing about being a little cold outside. You can do chili. Chili and jambalaya. Who's making that?
Donut.
Oh my gosh.
So
that's perfect. You've got a
donut.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have a professional chef making chili and jambalaya.
All right, sold.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't live far from there. I'll be by.
Well, I'll be in Waukesha, Wisconsin.
That's all under a donation, though.
Yeah, $5 donation.
We're not charging for the food.
Fair enough. Yeah, so you're taking donations with it.
We'd happily take a donation, but come up and get you a bowl and either chili or jambalaya. He was cooking, I think he had two batches of the chili ready yesterday, and so we sampled that, and he still got it.
He's got a little kick. Oh, of course he's still got it.
Yeah. And then the jambalaya, we're going to start tomorrow morning, I believe.
Perfect.
So, yep.
I wonder how it competes with, have you had Max jambalaya? Have you been to a McLeod?
Yes, and I will not answer that question.
I've never had jambalaya. I've never liked jambalaya my whole life, and so I got a little bit when I saw McLeod's, and I was like, oh, I like jambalaya now.
I think what Mac's secret is, he's got that huge kettle, and
yes,
then he stirs it with an oar.
He's never cleaned it. He just left old food remnants in there and all them spices and everything.
That's amazing. Yeah. And I tell you, those guys do a lot of stuff together, cooking for different benefits and things.
Sure,
You get those two together cooking, and you're not only going to have a great time, but you're going to have great food, too.
Used to be a chili contest in Forsyth. Maybe it's time to bring that back. We got Wing King coming up in a week or so.
Is that starting? Good.
Yeah. Yeah, that's on the Game 2 of the World Series, Tuesday, October, I think that's the 23rd. I can't remember.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Anyway.
We'll be out there. Starts at 11 o'clock. But like I said, with the coffee and cars, I've been to that one. It's a good one, and they do a good job putting those on, and they always have good causes up there. And that one getting over at 10 o'clock, and then I think some guys will probably just kind of spill over early a little bit, which is perfectly fine.
Yeah. Go get breakfast at a Coffee Connection, and then come out and have lunch and have some chili and jambalaya, and it'd be nice and warm and have a nice little Saturday.
Yep, we've been looking. I've been watching the weather for the last couple of days, you know, with this turn here. It's been a little crazy, but... with it being, you know, now it's up to 58 and sunny, so hopefully that'll
dry
up. And
Shane, do you have any sense for probably not, but I'm asking anyway, do you have any sense from the honor guard, like, you know, a uniform cost blank, or is there anything that did they throw you any like milestones that would be helpful for them?
No, we didn't really discuss that much. I'll be honest, whenever I talked to them, they were just kind of like, you want a what?
Yeah, every
give
little bit
money.
Just
yeah,
helps.
They were just so excited about it. But, you know, I mean, those uniforms, I mean, you guys know just from different things you buy for different events, uniforms get expensive. And I got to think once you start custom ordering things like that, that adds up. I'd say our goal on this was to raise about $3,000.
Oh, all right.
That was my goal. As of this morning, we're at about 800 without the show even starting.
All right.
We'll take that.
Good deal.
So and like I said, and I've told people too, if you can't make it out, stop in and drop a check off to the Macon County Honor Guard.
Mm-hmm.
Or obviously you can take it to them or mail it into them directly.
Yeah.
But anything we can do to help these guys, I think would be beneficial for the community and the veterans that are passing away.
They've made really a cool difference in my life, you know, having grandfathers that served in World War II and also my dad, you know, and being there at the cemetery, regardless of what the weather is, mm-hmm, whatever the time is. So I'll throw $100. You can start at $900 tomorrow.
Awesome, appreciate that.
You know, that's the least I can do I wouldn't have even thought to give back to them, but you've brought enough awareness at least to one person. Hey, these guys need a little help. So,
right.
Yeah, happy to help.
Good, appreciate that.
11 to 3 tomorrow morning into the afternoon, which is awesome. Tell me about Richland Insurance Services. Not here for that, but
yeah. So we're an independent insurance agency. What a lot of people, you know, you hear that, you hear independent pharmacy, you hear that, but we are independent, meaning we are not captive as far as the big well known advertised places out there.
They have their own insurance company. I mean, they're themselves only.
So and what we have is we can broker, we currently use probably on a regular basis 7 to 9 different companies.
Oh, really? Okay.
So the good thing is if you get one company gets an appetite for certain things, whether it's home insurance, auto insurance, commercial and business insurance, the prices would be good and comparable to what you have now or better with same coverages, and they might change their appetite in a couple of years, so then we look at a different company we have in-house.
Does somebody call you and say, hey, let's check my auto, my home, my life, and sometimes they get multiple companies?
Yeah, so we always do that, and we'll show them a comparison of the different companies.
Yeah. So they might do 3 different companies that you'll get, but it's just one through you because you'll handle it.
Right, and then it's just a one-stop shop and one phone call to, you know, because you don't want to be sorting through mail to find out who to call on some things. So
yeah, absolutely.
Especially if that mail is on fire.
Well, you want a local agent anyway, anytime when it comes to this stuff. So,
yep.
It's
one of those things, the way to give back. And I know you guys are very familiar with that. You guys do a great job around here with doing giving back as well.
Well, thanks for getting with us on Teacher of the Month. It was Shane is a $100. He's given a $100 gift to a local business in town. So it's a pay it forward times 8 kind of thing. Not only is it a gift going to a teacher, but You know, you're not going to give him $100 of insurance, you know, so it's he's a sponsor of a $100 gift each month, and we started at Giggles.
Yep.
So great place for a teacher to go sure. a little shopping spree. So especially a second grade teacher like Stacy Long is. So yeah, we're off and running. You can go nominate teachers now at nowdecatur.com down along the bottom of the main page there. You'll see it's one of the ads that pop up, and Shane Major's Rich and Insurance Services Office is one of those sponsors. So big thanks for that. This is the Rich and Insurance Services Auto Show. Proceeds benefiting the Mink County Honor Guard, which, of course, this will be tomorrow from 11 to 3. Bring a nice car out, $10 entry fee. It's going to the Honor Guard. Donations, you know, maybe of the $5 variety to chili and jambalaya for lunch and things like that. But they're at 636 West in Bowdoin on the corner of in Bowdoin and Route 51 South across from Borg Warner, across from Huff Lumber. The old Redwood restaurant.
By the old skating rink.
If you watched Pride games mm-hmm. at Borg Warner, and that means something to you, then you know what the Redwood restaurant is.
Or where the big Maranatha Church sign is. We're just north of
or
that.
There. Or there. Yep. Good stuff. Anything else?
I don't believe so. Appreciate you guys' support, and hopefully if you have a minute tomorrow, swing by and at least see the Honor Guard kind of put on their presentation. Appreciate you.
Pat Smith with a little howdy doody, I believe that.
He better be there tomorrow.
I gave Seth an option to give me something embarrassing to ask you on the air, but he must be busy. He didn't see it. So do you have anything you want to throw Seth under the bus about? little brother, Seth.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't. I've got plenty.
Was there a day? Was there ever a time you could beat him up?
You always have that upper hand, you know.
But when was it? Like 5 and 3 months old?
Well, I think that the fortunate thing was that whenever we got big enough, realized we'd really hurt each other, we stopped doing that.
Oh yeah, fair enough. So when you were in seventh grade and he was in second,
yes,
yeah, that's
when he's finally potty trained.
All right, Shane Major, Rich and Insurance Services. Good to see you, man.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
If you missed any of that conversation, it'll be available at nowdecatur.com. It'll be on the free Nowdecatur app. But check the auto show out tomorrow. And $10 to come look at the cars, it's entry for the vehicles, right? If you just want to come out.
Just the vehicles. Yeah, if you want to come out and see it.
A donation, yeah.
And I'd say come out and see the Honor Guard put on their show. And
you said that was at noon?
That they're going to try to be there around noon. So.
Perfect. Yeah, so right there you'd be good to go.